Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and we are going to dive into the wondrous world of Frank Wildhorn on this episode. And that is because we have a brand new cast recording with music by Frank Wildhorn called Your Lie in April. It's from the London cast of that show. And as you may or may not know, if you are not familiar with Frank Wildhorn, he's certainly a very divisive composer. Some people love him and some people don't love him so much. But one thing you can say about Frank Wildhorn is he's been incredibly prolific. His musicals produced that didn't make it to Broadway include things like Svengali in 1991, Camille Claudel, Waiting for the Moon, Cyrano, Rudolph, The Last Kiss, Carmen, The Count of Monte Cristo. And then there are the musicals he's written for the Japanese and Korean markets like Never Say Goodbye, Tears of Heaven, Mitsuko, Matahari, The Man Who Laughs, No Longer Human, and Cain and Abel. And his new musicals that are currently in development that have not been produced yet, like Einstein, A Matter of Time, The Song of Bernadette, and Reunion. For this particular episode of the Broadway Radio Show, we're going to look at his Broadway work, which encompasses 7 shows, and then his recent interesting foray into musical adaptations of Japanese manga, which have proven very popular, and he's attempting to bring English language versions of those shows to American and British audiences, with major focus, as I said, on the newly released London cast recording of his most recent one, Your Lie in April. Now, when he began, the first musical I think most of you will think of is probably Jekyll and Hyde, because he, kind of like Andrew Lloyd Webber, learned very quickly the wonder of studio concept recordings, and Jekyll and Hyde was one of those. It had a couple of studio cast recordings before it ever got produced on stage, and many of you were thinking, well, Jekyll and Hyde would be the first of his shows, but that's not quite true, because we heard Frank Wildhorn's music on stage first on Broadway before Jekyll and Hyde, and that was when Victor Victoria was brought to the stage, the musical stage adaptation of the hit film starring Julie Andrews. The music for the film was written by Henry Mancini and Leslie Brickus, and when it was finally brought to the stage, Henry Mancini passed away, and Leslie Brickus was looking for someone to work with him to write some additional songs for the show, and Leslie Brickus had been writing lyrics with Frank Wildhorn for Jekyll and Hyde, so he turned to Frank Wildhorn to help him write a couple of songs to put into Victor Victoria, which opened on Broadway in 1995. So we are going to kick off our look at the wondrous world of Frank Wildhorn with a couple of songs from Victor Victoria that he wrote the music for. We're going to hear Louis Says and Living in the Shadows, both sung by Julie Andrews from Victor Victoria.
I know they say of Marie Antoinette, my reputation is a go-getter. So when I met Louis XVI of Bourbon, 'twas so disturbing, I thought a Bourbon once in every while would keep me is King of France. Not by chance that I wed him. They all do as Louis says. My, oh yes, I just bed him. Then I recline on my chaise. Who cares what they do? Who cares what Louis says? Craving trouble, if he only knew the truth. In my youth, it was double. My life's a big bowl of fraise. Oh, Louis Screwy, who cares what Louis says? Suddenly the revolution came, and my social life is not the same. So I play a very different game, living one day at a time. since each day may be my last, I'll make each moment quite sublime. Louis says they'll label me Mad Marie Antoinette, famous for my roving eye. He says I should know better. Good times believe marvelous. The rest is gooey. Who cares what Louis says?
Louis says she mustn't roam. Stay at home.
All adoring.
He says she should be more prim. More like him.
Oh, God, how boring. I like my sauce Bordelaise. Oh, they drive me gooey. Who cares what Louis says? Louis says the revolution spread. Louis says I mustn't lose my head. And the people haven't any bread. I say let him eat cake. Louis says that kind of attitude could be a grave mistake. This resort, their museum, I say they can go to hell. Wish them well when you see them. They're singing La Marseillaise. At 7:30, I'm off to heaven. So much for royalty, so much for loyalty,
so much for loyalty.
Living in the shadows, hiding from the sunlight, hiding from the one light that might help to guide you, hiding from tomorrow, hiding from the a sorrow that won't go away. Wandering in the darkness, living every midnight, doesn't ever rid night of nightmares as love might. Life is full of dangers, strangers every turn. Living in the shadows, there's no way to learn. The more you learn, the more you seek, the more you find, the more you care, the more the world is kind. One thing I can tell you, life should be your lover, help you to discover your reason for living in the shadows.
So we kicked off our look at the wondrous world of Frank Wildhorn musicals with Victor Victoria from 1995. We heard Julie Andrews in the cast with Louis Says, and then we heard Julie singing Living in the Shadows with lyrics by Leslie Bricus. So now we are going to turn to the very prolific output of Frank Wildhorn on Broadway. We are going to begin with Jekyll and Hyde. Like I said, it had a couple of studio cast concept recordings before it finally landed on Broadway in 1997 with lyrics by Leslie Bricus. It was his, to this date, still his longest running musical at 1,543 performances. It did pick up 4 Tony Award nominations, not for Best Musical and none for Wildhorn because it didn't get nominated for score. It did pick up a nomination for Leslie Bricus for Best Book, as well as one for Bob Cuccioli for Best Actor in a Musical, and one for Costume Design and one for Lighting Design. And it's also the only Frank Wildhorn musical that's had a Broadway revival, and that was in 2013, a revival starring Constantine Maroulis, Deborah Cox, and Teal Wicks, but it only lasted 30 performances. We are going to go for a couple of selections from Jekyll and Hyde, and we're going to hear from one of the concept recordings. We're going to hear Anthony Warlow as Jekyll and Hyde singing This Is the Moment, and Linda Etter. Of course, we can't cover Jekyll and Hyde without Linda Etter singing Someone Like You.
This is the moment, this is the day, when I send all my doubts and demons on their way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now. Today, this is the moment, this is the time, when the momentum and the moment are in rhyme. Give me this moment, this precious chance. I'll gather up my past, make some sense at last. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming become one. This is the day, see it sparkle and shine, when all I've lived for. Down. I must not fall.
dream of tomorrow and wonder why the past is holding me, keeping life at bay. I wander lost in yesterday, wanting to fly, but scared to try. But if someone like you found someone like me, then suddenly nothing would ever be the same. If someone like you found me, so many secrets I long to share. All I have needed is someone there to help me see a seen before, a love to open every door, to set me free, so I can soar. If someone like you found someone like me, then suddenly nothing would
So also in 1997, Frank Wildhorn had a second musical open. Now, this one opened in later in the year in 1997, so it technically did not land in the same season as Jekyll and Hyde, and that was The Scarlet Pimpernel. Again, this is another one that had a studio cast recording first. This time has lyrics by Nan Knighton instead of Leslie Bricus. This one lasted 772 performances over two different iterations because the show kind of shut down and had some rewrites and then reopened on Broadway. So it actually kind of moved theaters and they changed some of the show and they changed the cast. And it picked up three Tony nominations, including this time a Best Musical nomination. Again, a Best Book nomination, but no nomination for Frank Wildhorn for score, as well as a Best Actor nomination for Douglas Sills. We're going to hear from the original cast, not the second cast. We're going to hear Douglas Sills in the cast with Into the Fire, and then Christine Andreas in the cast with Storybook from The Scarlet Pimpernel. Thank you.
David walked into the valley with a stone clutched in his hand. He was only a boy, but he knew someone must take a stand. There will always be a valley, always mountains one must scale. There will always be perilous waters which someone must sail. Into valleys, into waters, into jungles, into hell. Let us ride home again with a story to tell. Into darkness, into danger, into storms that rip the night. Don't give in, don't give up, but give thanks for the glorious fight. You can tremble, you can fear it, but keep your fighting spirit alive, boys. Let the shiver and sting you fling into battle spring to your feet, boys. Never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will grow. Hold your head even higher and into the fire we go. Are there mountains that surround us? Are there walls that block the way? Knock 'em down, strip 'em back, boys, and forward and into the fray. Into terror, into valor, charge ahead. No, never turn. Yes, it's into the fire we fly, and the devil will burn. Someone has to raise the valley, rush in, we have to rally and win, boys. When the world is saying no to, my God, you know you've got to march on, boys.
Never hold back your step for a moment. Never doubt that your courage will grow.
Strike, let the flash of it shock you. Choke your fears away, pull as tight as a wire. Let the fever spike, let the force of it rock you. We will have our day sailing into the fire.
I'll sing you stories of lovers whose love used to fill me, and the lovers who will be. For you see, love is one thing I do well. Come, let's believe love can be just as sweet as it seems. Let's live on dreams. Beautiful lovers have found me, storybook lovers surround me. Nothing is real, but I'm flying, sighing. Where is my storybook ending? Why does my golden pretending leave me with nothing to hold? Find our ideal love. Are there lovers with
if you can't be as sweet as you seem. Matter of a dream. Come and wake me. Come be the love I can hold now. Storybook love leaves me cold now. Show me the way to stop dreaming. There is only one perfect storybook ending. That is the end of pretending. That is the moment I say, love.
So while Jekyll and the Hyde was still on Broadway in its four-year run on Broadway, and The Scarlet Pimpernel was still playing on Broadway, Frank Wildhorn had his third Broadway musical open in 1999 called The Civil War. So he now had three Broadway musicals all playing at once, at least for a short period of time. This particular musical had lyrics by Jack Murphy, picked up two Tony nominations. This time, Frank Wildhorn did get a Tony nomination. He got a nomination for Best Score, and the show also picked up a nomination for Best Musical of the Year. The Civil War, of course, told the story of the American Civil War. It lasted for only 61 performances. We didn't get a cast recording, but we did have a couple of studio concept recordings. We're going to hear two selections from it now because those selections, some of the cast of those studio cast recordings ended up being people who appeared on the Broadway in the Broadway production. So we do kind of have a cast recording since many of those people overlapped with the Broadway production. So we're going to hear Michael Bell and Cheryl Freeman singing If Prayin' Were Horses, and then Michael Lanning and the cast will sing the closing number from the Civil War called The Glory.
For what might have been, there ain't enough tears to empty the ocean of my sorrow. We're strangers a-wandering the prairie of years, born to be waiting for tomorrow. And freedom ain't coming soon enough for me, and sure enough ain't coming for free. If praying were horses, all of us would ride, and never I'd be by your side.
Just hold me and memorize my story. This country we're traveling, it's all uphill climb. It's windy and empty and so lonely. If praying were horses, all of us would ride. Don't cry.
Flags all throw. For the glory, for a land forever free, for the last best hope of mankind, for the better part of me, for the glory, for the words we hold so dear. Let us give the last full measure, gathered here for the glory.
The time to stand has come at last. Let the drum start the long, long roll. The bridge is burned, the dying to His grace I commend my soul. For the glory, for the Dixie that I know, for the way of life we cherish, let us die or let us go. For the glory, for the home we hold so dear, let us give the last full measure, gathered here for the glory.
Now you are home at last.
So after having three Broadway musicals running at the same time, which is quite a feat if you think about it, for any composer or any songwriter on Broadway, with Jekyll and Hyde, The Scarlet Pimpernel, and Civil War, Frank Wildhorn kind of disappeared for a while, took a break, and didn't come back to Broadway until 2004, in which he started a string of three more Broadway musicals over 2004, 2011, and two in 2011, actually, which we're going to hear from right now, all three of them. And none of them were successful, unfortunately for him. We are going to hear first off from Dracula in 2004. And he worked with sort of like, as I mentioned earlier, sort of like Andrew Lloyd Webber. He became a little bit like Andrew Lloyd Webber in the sense that he had a lot of very catchy melodies, and a lot of people kind of looked at him as sort of a popish songwriter. He didn't get a whole lot of respect on Broadway from the critics, a lot of times like Andrew Lloyd Webber. And he actually found himself working with people who had worked with Andrew Lloyd Webber. In this case, Don Black and Christopher Hampton wrote the lyrics for Dracula. The show picked up no Tony nominations, despite a stellar Broadway cast, including Tom Hewitt as Dracula, and his leading ladies were Melissa Errico and Kelly O'Hara, of all people. The show lasted 157 performances, did not produce a cast recording until many, many months later, and when they went into the studio with a whole new cast of performers, all from Broadway, to produce a cast recording of Dracula. We're going to hear Kate Schindel singing The Heart is Slow to Learn, and then Dracula, played by James Barber, singing The Longer I Live.
Why do we risk all we have? Why give in to the lure that calls from everything forbidden? What attracts us to the night and crushes us, however hard we fight? It seems the heart is slow to learn. No one can tell it what to do. It never learns from its mistakes what twists and turns it puts us through. lesson is in vain. It goes the way it wants to go, regardless of the pain. And so I foolishly go on, ignoring all the signs, dismissing all the doubt inside me. For the heart is slow to learn. No one can tell it what to do. It never learns from its mistakes. That's why it finally breaks and overpowers you. Some passions never let you go. Some fires never cease to burn. It shouldn't come as a surprise that the heart is slow to learn. The heart is slow to learn.
I should know everything there is worth knowing. But since I saw your face, I don't know where I am. There's no map that can show me where I'm going. The longer I live, the more I want. If I know anything at all, if I've ever been in love, I can't recall. The longer I live, the less I'm certain that I have all the answers right. I'd give all my yesterdays for one more night. It's hard to make each moment count when you're alone. Maybe that's all I need to know.
After Dracula, Wild Horn returns 7 years later with two shows in 2011, both opening in two separate seasons. Again, sort of like when the Jekyll and Hyde and Scarlet Pimpernel opened both in the same year, but in two different seasons. Wonderland opened in early 2011 with lyrics by Jack Murphy, who had written the lyrics for Civil War. This time, the show got no nominations for the Tony Awards. It lasted 33 performances, had a terrific cast, including Kate Schindel, who we just heard from Dracula, Karen Mason, Jose Lana, and Janet DeCall playing Alice in this kind of modern update take on Alice in Wonderland. We're going to hear two selections now. We're going to hear Kate Schindel as the Mad Hatter singing The Mad Hatter, and then Janet DeCall as Alice singing Once More I Can See.
Well, hello there, it's me with How It's Gonna Be. Settle down and listen up good. The old hatter is gone, but the hat must go on. Worn by me, is that understood? So shut up and toe the line while I redefine how this all will be mine. I have a dream. It's got a full head of steam. What is true, what is not, can both change in a shot. People need, I couldn't care less. 'Cause in 2 seconds flat, living under my hat is the strategy for success. Other way, when you wanna play something more than croquet, you catch my drift. My little personal gift. I'm called Mad Hatter. Come and follow me, this is it. The Mad Hatter. All you gotta do is submit. And if you don't, my friend, well then in the end, there'll be nothing left to defend. Know what I mean? When you are facing the queen. The hat
band.
But to participate, let me reiterate, you must first put me in command. I'm the wonder, understand, under Wonderland. Put the reins in my hand, I'll do the rest. As soon as you've acquiesced, I'll call Mad Hatter. Offer me a little bit more.
So crazy.
The Mad Hatter. Giving you what you're looking for. I am your best worst case for the choice you face.
Remember living in between what was real and what was not.
sky of blue and field of green I long ago forgot. And I remember rabbits running late underneath my mother's fence, and a singing cup and talking plate who somehow both made sense. I remember every moment, I remember being free, and to my surprise I looked through your eyes and I remember me. For somewhere deep inside me there's a girl from way back when.
Later in 2011, Frank Wellhorn was back with probably, I think, maybe one of his best of his Broadway musicals. Certainly got some of the better reviews. Unfortunately, it only lasted 36 performances, and that was Bonnie and Clyde. But it did land Frank Wellhorn his second Tony nomination for Best Score, along with a Best Actress in a Musical nomination for Laura Osnes. The lyrics were by Don Black, again, one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's favorite lyricists. The show also had a sort of successful London production as well, and a London cast recording. We are going to hear from the Broadway cast recording. We're going to hear Laura Osnes as Bonnie singing How About a Dance, and then she'll be joined by her Clyde, Jeremy Jordan, singing What Was Good Enough for You from Bonnie and Clyde.
A dance, what do you say? I got some moves that I'd love to show you. Let's find a spot and dance the night away. How about a dance? Always fun. Come over here, let me get to know you. Can't beat a band to lift your spirits high. You look so handsome. How about a dance? Let's make a start. Music like this can really throw you. You'll the blues and you may lose your heart. Tonight is the night I've been waiting for. Even the moon looks just right. I'm sure the crowd will make room on the floor when they see you look like you do. So how about a dance? Let's make a start. Music like this can really throw you. You'll lose the blues and you may lose your heart.
heart was always good enough for you, Paul. Hate to say ain't good enough for me. Plowing fields and planting seeds till your mind and body bleeds. No way. Up before dawn, and you stop when you drop. Then you ask your God to forgive, praying for rain. Without rain, there's no crop. This ain't no way to live. What was always good enough for you, Paul, will not satisfy your wayward son. Jesse James had much more fun building dreams with just a gun. That's how the West was.
What was always good enough for you, Mom? Not a saying good enough for me. Making punch and baking pies, painting barns and swatting flies.
Had its day. Depression and bread lines are all that tomorrow will bring.
Tell them, Clyde.
The Bible has got it wrong. Just look at the poor, babe. The meek don't inherit a thing. There ain't nothing good enough for us. Ever we are gonna get. This world should be notified. It'll be a bumpy ride. Thanks to Bonnie and Clyde.
So Wonderland and Bonnie and Clyde from 2011 were the last or the most recent Broadway musicals from Frank Wildhorn. His works have been very successful internationally, even though he has not had a huge amount of success on Broadway. His shows have played all over Europe, and especially in Asia, he's been very, very successful. I mentioned several of the Japanese and Korean musicals he's written for those markets that have been successful. But most recently, in recent years, he's also gotten involved in doing musical stage adaptations of Japanese manga, which are comics or graphic novels that actually the art form or the writing form actually dates back to the late 18th century. Today in Japan, the manga publishing market is a multi-billion dollar industry. It includes a wide range of genres, and they're often translated into other languages and have made pretty big inroads into the U.S. market, where it rakes in hundreds of millions of dollars per year. The word manga is derived from two words put together meaning whimsical or impromptu, and pictures. Wild Horn's first musical adaptation of a manga series was based on the supernatural thriller Death Note, which follows a brilliant high school student who discovers a mysterious notebook, the Death Note, which grants the user the ability to kill anyone whose name is written in its pages. The student then becomes a vigilante of sorts and sets out to rid the world of those he deems to be immoral and to create a crime-free society. The musical had its premiere in 2015 in Tokyo and was soon followed by a Korean production. An English language version of the show had several concert stagings at the London Palladium in 2023, which produced an as-of-yet unreleased cast recording. We keep hearing that it's going to be released at any moment. There was also a studio cast recording done of the songs several years ago, of which 19 tracks have been released online over the past several years. So we're going to hear some selections from that that studio cast recording featuring some fantastic Broadway talent, two of which are on Broadway currently this season in major revivals. So from Death Note from 2015 with lyrics by Jack Murphy, we're going to hear Jeremy Jordan, who you can currently see on Broadway in the revival of Floyd Collins, singing Hurricane, and Adrienne Warren, who's currently starring in the revival of The Last 5 Years, singing I'll Only Love You More from Frank Wildhorn's Death Note.
Did I hear correctly? Did it really happen? Was it simply done by writing down his name? Killing indirectly, pen and ink and paper. Writing is the gun I only have to aim. Could this be the hour, unimagined power, waiting to devour who I say? The hardest rains, the coldest winds are waiting for the hurricane. The human stains and all their sins earth will shake, the sky will scream, once they feel the power of the hurricane. Finally a chance to find a little justice. There's nowhere to run to once the name is penned. Take what fortune grants you, use it while you've got it. Once you have begun, you ride it to the end. Elegant solution, flawless execution, righteous retribution on the way. I'll bring the rain, I'll bring the wind. I am the mighty hurricane, the human stings and all. The human stains and all their sins blown away. The hardest rains, the coldest winds are waiting for the hurricane. The human stains and all their sins blown away. The earth will shake, the sky will scream once they feel the power of the hurricane.
you take me, remake me more than anyone. I'll show you, I know you, I owe you more than anyone. You rescue me from all my tears. I gladly give you half my ears. I'll pay any price for finding you, then spend what's left reminding you my restless life is worth so much more because of you, worth living for. If I find you, maybe love me too, I'll only love you more. I'm here now, it's clear.
After Death Note, Frank Wildhorn also took on another manga musical called Fist of the North Star in 2021, and then he started work on Your Lie in April, which is kind of the main focus of why we're doing this particular Frank Wildhorn show, because we have a brand new cast recording for the musical Your Lie in April. It was written and illustrated by Naoshi Arakawa and serialized monthly from April 2011 to February 2015 in a magazine. It's a romantic drama about a 14-year-old classical pianist who loses his ability to play after his mother's death, who then meets a kind of wild, free-spirited violinist who is also a teenager, and she shows him how to break free of the strict confines of classical music and get his gifts of playing back. The manga version was so popular it was turned into an anime TV series in 2014 and then a live action film in 2016 in Japan, that was soon followed by a stage adaptation as a play in 2017, and in 2019 it was announced that a stage musical was being produced, with a score by Frank Wildhorn. Tracy Miller and Carly Robin Green were brought in to write the lyrics, and the book was written by Jason Howland, who has many Broadway credits. It was set to start performances in July of 2020. We, of course, know that that means that the pandemic stepped in, which delayed this, and it eventually premiered in Tokyo in May of 2022, then toured all over Japan. The next step was to do an English language version, which was presented as a concert in London's West End in April 2024. It got very good reviews, which led the producers to announce a full West End run of the show opening in July at the Harold Pinter Theater, where it received mixed to positive notices, but the box office sales were much, much lower than expected, and they announced a quick closing date of early August, only 5 weeks after opening. Fortunately, we do have a terrific cast recording, as I said, on Ghostlight Records, led by Zheng Ziyang and Mia Kobayashi, who are playing the two leading roles. We're going to hear five selections from Your Lie in April. It's a fantastic album. You can hear lots of wonderful kind of elements of classical music, since it has a lot of classical music background in the story, but also you'll definitely recognize it as a Frank Wildhorn score. Tracy Miller and Carly Robin Green are new lyricists that he's been working with lately. They also are working on some of his future other musicals he's working on. So we've got five selections from the cast of Your Lie in April from London. We're going to hear One Note, In Your Hands, Catch a Shooting Star, Come Find Me, and 100 Lost Days.
One note and it's 2 or 9 and 9.
That's right, my mind must be focused in the light.
I might be the new star taking flight.
Gotta stay strong here.
My fame will bring honor to my name.
Must tame the fear that'll bring my family shame. Who claim number one and change the game?
Do I belong here?
It's all about exact precision.
It's all about the score.
Brace yourself.
He's here, he's appeared, our heart in air.
One note, one spot, one life.
Warfare, now it's on,
take the dare.
One note, one spot, one life. He's coming back now. Whoa. Everybody in position, let the games begin.
Curtains up, so raise your fire.
I will not break, I'll make that one note. One note to get it right. One note can
flame, you and I, one.
You won't even get a score. It won't be worth anything.
You know that's not true. You're in the right place
where I belong.
Don't be afraid of falling. I'll stand by your side,
sharing our song.
Rising above where the world won't break us. It's inside wanting to grow.
Let it go.
You
let
have
it
finally
go.
Come back home.
There is no turning back from now on.
Remember,
we're one and the same.
We're the music's ember. Find who you are once again in your hands, in your broken parts can come together in the end. As the music softly whispers, then your heart will start to mend. And I promise you, my friend, it's in your hands.
We play. Of light, she lit you, I swear. Nothing's been the same since she got you to play. Don't wait 50 years or 100, bro. Now stand by her side. Yeah, you know, you were meant for her. Man, be all, let's go say. Now today is the day you go give all you got.
But what, daddy, she told me no.
But my friend, you regret it. You have no choice here but to go. 100 lost mornings, 100 missed chances, imperfect connections like trains passing ways. 100 lost dreams still undreamed.
what you gotta do, but I'll just say this between you and me both. High school is almost over. The clock is ticking. If we don't make a move right now, nothing is ever gonna change for us.
Let me spell it out. Here's the play-by-play. Dummy, it's so clear. She wants you, Kosei. You're a stupid boy, and stupid boys never see. All these years, best friends, I'm no tag along. Wish you'd see me here. What have I done wrong? We were meant to be. Kosei, you should choose me.
There'll be plays unplayed, ain't about the crowd. This is how I'm made. I am who I am, and each second I'm living to play.
I can't be afraid what comes down the road. If I never tell, boom, I will explode.
I am who I am, and there's no time to waste, not one day.
100 lost days. So there you've heard some selections from the London cast recording of Your Lie in April, which is available now digitally from Ghostlight Records. There will be a link here on the website. So if you want to get the digital download of it, you can get it. I encourage you to purchase digital downloads, as always, not just streaming. I hope you enjoyed this look at the wondrous world of Frank Wildhorn musicals, all of his Broadway shows, as well as his most recent forays into Japanese manga adaptations, including, as I said, Your Lie in April. We are expecting also soon word of the original cast recording of Death Note. Hopefully that's coming soon. I'm curious to hear how that's going to be after having heard those samples from Jeremy Jordan and Adrian Warren. We are going to play you out with the last track from Your Lie in April, which is a piece of classical music. We're going to play you out with Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G minor.